Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa, joined as always by the Senior Vice President of Communications for the Giants, Pat Hanlon. How
Philly
are you, buddy?
Philly week.
Yeah, you ready?
Let's go.
Did you enjoy your time off?
Loved it. Loved it. The NFL red zone is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It really is.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And now everybody
can
see it.
With the two weekends we've had off so far in NFL red zone, I've watched more NFL football, non-Giants NFL football, than I've watched in 30 years.
It really
is. It's the greatest thing in the world.
It is amazing. We're going to talk about the Giants.
I wonder if that'll get me a free subscription. Anyway, go
probably
ahead.
Not. We're going to talk about the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. And obviously look back to the game against Carolina to break it all down for us. Our man Fuch. So, short week, and they got it done.
Bobby, this Tom Coughlin bridge is starting to look a little stronger. You know, I like the way in the trenches, you know, the support system right now. But as you say, Patrick, it's just 1 week.
Did I say that?
Ralph Macchiano, the Daily News. Ralph, you've seen it time and time again. Most people don't think the Giants have a chance. They have too many injuries, and they play their best football.
You know what? I think that this team, they've been saying for years, you know, we can't always rely on being able to pull things out of the hat like that. We can't, you know, get down to teams and try to come back. We can't rely on the next guy to always be there for us. Well, they can. This just happens. They find ways to win, whether they're down, whether they're depleted. It doesn't matter. This team is just resilient.
When Kevin Gilbride told David Carr to get in the game at the end of the Carr said, "What? Who, me?"
Well, let's face it.
That's when you want him in the game.
And that's because the team's best player set the tone early, launched the team right up the field, and was incredibly accurate. You know, Eli's in his zone right now. I mean, it's hard to imagine that he could play a better game.
You know, it's kind of funny when you look at Eli Manning and the debates over the years, whether he's top 10, top 5, elite. You may be talking about a guy who's the best player in the league right now because he was able to do that with Ramses Barden and Andre Brown. And as good as those guys were,
right,
Nobody knew that was coming out of them. A lot of that is because Eli makes guys better.
Much better. Bennett has he's been inconsistent, but not with the Giants, but Eli puts the ball right where it has to be all the time. You got to just catch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, what that game showed is a couple of things. One is our player personnel department, Jerry Reese and the pro personnel people and the college scouting people, their ability to identify talent, the ability of the coaching staff to take that talent and develop it and teach it. And then finally, what you said, Eli Manning's ability to not get flustered with whoever's in the lineup, okay, and making it work. I was going to the officials meeting at the 90 minutes before kickoff. And I looked back over my shoulder going out of the locker room, and there's Eli and Ramses Barden with the game plan, making sure they're on this, literally making sure they're on the same page.
And apparently Eli told the guys, I guess, in the meeting, you know, somebody's going to step up and somebody's going to make big plays. And so here you have this MVP, you know, Super Bowl quarterback telling these guys who are playing the first game, I trust you.
And you know what else it shows, and I wrote about this the other day, it shows a great patience in this organization for guys like Andre Brown and Ramses Barden, because you know there are a lot of GMs around the league that would have never gone back to Andre Brown after he kicked around the league and was cut by five other teams.
And maybe Barden.
And might have dumped Barden because he looked to a lot of people like a bust. But Jerry Reese, his philosophy is you don't give up on talent.
I guess he was smiling. I was thinking after that game, Jerry Reese probably had a big smile on his face.
I would think so.
You know, the other thing you got to remember here is when Tom Coughlin was named the head coach of the Giants, he promised that he was going to put together the best staff in the NFL. Didn't necessarily get all the guys that he wanted, but he's won two Super Bowls. Gerald Ingram, running backs coach. You know, you could talk about the coordinators, but it's the guys that work with these guys on a daily basis.
O-line
Kevin Gilbride
coach.
Jr. with the wide receivers. Dave Merritt, Pete Ajunta with the DBs. I mean, Hosley comes in. He performs. Stevie Brown gets an interception.
The O-line coach
in the game.
With all the movement that's going on.
Right. None on the defensive front.
Look at the consistency on that staff. You know, we talk about it, and we see enough examples to the contrary, but consistency and stability and a solid approach pay off in the long run. More, you know, some teams change their coordinators, change their coaches, change their staff like they're changing their socks, and there's no payoff there.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on Giants.com, we'll take your questions via Twitter and look ahead to the Giants and Eagles after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
All right, I got some questions here via Twitter.
Here we go.
At Giants/chat. You ready?
Got one from at Yanks Sox.
I don't have one of those. Okay. This is from Ramian. Why don't the Giants use Reuben Randle more often?
I think he's a rookie. I think he's got to learn his way. And right now, Barton has stepped up. So there hasn't really been a reason to get Randle out there.
Plus, if you use him, who are you taking plays away from? You've got Nix, you've got Cruz, you've got Hixon. And now Barton. You've got Ramses Barton. There's Bennett. You want to throw some passes to guys out of the backfield. There's a limited number of plays.
This might be about next year for Randle.
Yeah.
Well, no, Fuchs is right. He's a rookie, right. Reuben Randle has his package of plays. David Wilson has his package of plays. And until you demonstrate that you can handle, a bigger load, that's what you're getting.
You surprised that Wilson at the end of the Carolina game didn't get some reps and they gave him to Darrell Scott?
I was. It does make me wonder how far into the doghouse he still is. You know, he had the one drop. I see you shaking your head. But he had one drop.
House.
He dropped a pass. Maybe not call it a doghouse, but certainly has to be a lack of trust
because
there a little
bit. That's the perfect time to put the kid in and try to get his confidence going. I was kind of amazed by that.
Because he fumbles there.
But the fumble has to be a moot point at this point because they're using him on kickoff returns. So if they were worried about ball security.
It goes back to what I just said. It goes back to being a rookie. I mean, that's what it is.
All right. I got another question here from B. Burke 0920. If Deal comes back, does Beattie stay at left tackle and Locklear go to the bench?
It's really, a lot of people are asking that question. And I know the offensive line has looked better with David Deal out. I'm not so sure it's all because he's out.
Absolutely.
Some of that is because Andre Brown has been running fantastic.
Between the tackles, right?
Exactly. He's making that line look good. I think he's been running better than Ahmad Bradshaw was in the first game and a quarter. And if you can find those holes and hit them hard, your offensive line's going
to be much
better.
I would be shocked if David Deal doesn't come back to the right tackle. I mean, he's earned that right until a couple games go by and his play is poor then. But, they owe him that. For what he's done for two Super Bowl runs.
We generalize. All of a sudden, he goes out and everybody becomes an expert on the offensive line. And all the problems had to be because of him. It's not that simple. And I'm not going to say that he played great, but certainly the transformation didn't happen magically when he was out of the lineup.
Go ahead.
Tom Coughlin would say.
Go ahead, Tommy.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, listen, when you go into the season, that's what you want to have. You want to have Beattie, you want to have Deal, and you want to have a veteran like Locklear, right? That's what you want. That's a nice issue,
It's worked out so far for them.
James A. Bonds. We saw a lot of skill in the secondary against Carolina. Do you think it can continue?
Obviously, the one thing that they needed was experience. They need reps. They're getting them now. And you would think, Tom made a good point last week. It wasn't like our guys weren't covering the Tampa Bay receivers. They were all over them. They made great catches. Now it's about taking it to the next level and batting that ball away or knocking it down. But they're right where they need to be. So I think with more reps, why not?
I think with more pressure from the defensive front, we're right where we need to be.
This one goes to Goach. At Goach49. How will the rivalry of OC and McCoy play out in the game Sunday night?
Good timing.
I can't wait to find out. I can't tell if they're even serious anymore.
He says he's serious,
though. He does say he's serious.
He called him a ballerina.
Exactly. He calls him the fourth best defensive end on the field. I mean, it's funny. It's certainly great for a tabloid newspaper. I'm sure it's great for TV as well. Will it play out much on the field? I don't know. OC talked about this the other day, and he said that when he's on the field playing against, it's not like he's going to go harder because McCoy's there. He's going harder because it's an important game, because it's the Eagles. It's not like he sees LeSean McCoy and thinks, I'm going to get you for calling me ballerina.
I wonder if McCoy is trying to get him off his game somehow and by, making him think about other things. I can't see why a running back would try to go into a game and aggravate a defensive end. I don't see the logic in it.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles as we continue with this edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go. No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great.
Team
first. Team last. Team always.
Final segment of Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, it's the Giants and the Eagles.
JV to the varsity this week.
What? JV to the varsity?
North Carolina reminded me of the JV last week. Now we're going to the
varsity. But they weren't the JV coming off a win against the Saints.
Well,
they weren't considered a JV.
That gimmick offense, though, the Giants shut down pretty quickly.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about dealing with Michael Vick. They've been a turnover machine.
12 turnovers.
The wrong way. But you know that they have to play better at some point.
And obviously, Ralph, know about this, they're hearing all week how bad they are.
Absolutely.
And that's got to play into effect. They're playing their rival, conference game. But you're right. They haven't protected Michael Vick at all, and he's turned the ball over 12 already. So they got to get better, you would think.
The number of hits that Vick has taken
it's unbelievable.
Is Oof-ha. Incredible. Yeah. I mean,
that blindside hit he took against Arizona.
He's been in three games, he's been knocked down by the defense at least 60 times. Mm-hmm. To make it through a 16-game NFL schedule, that's
he's tough. Not a big
that's
guy
tough.
Either.
That's
he
tough
won't
sledding.
Make it through this game.
Well, he is
continues.
A tough. I will say this: he is a
no,
tough
no
guy
doubt about it.
To have made it, right. made it through three games with that many hits.
But it shows you the abuse he's taken and the offense they're choosing to run, and it shows you that teams are clearly. They understand the way to beat the Eagles is to knock Michael Vick around. It's causing some of the turnovers. What does he have? 6 interceptions and 3 fumbles, 9 of the team's 12. You know, their teams are going after him, and they're going to keep doing it to see if he can
I think the Eagles may, and Andy Reid, I mean, I'm not in their coaching, but I would think you'd want to be a little bit more conservative against the Giants instead of trying to make every play a big play, because that seems like when they get in trouble.
Well, that's the big question with the Eagles is, and maybe at some point they're going to do this.
A lot of McCoy this week.
Why aren't they doing it?
Right.
Why haven't they
done
it more? You would think they're going to do it a ton.
Right. Methodically, maybe try and move the ball up the field rather than have Michael Vick go back and, you know, try to blow the game open, you know, early, which they tried to do against Arizona, and they were behind 21.
Well, it sounds like an obvious question, but they didn't do it against Arizona.
Yeah, I know. But listen, there's not a coach that we face in this league that we have more respect for than Andy Reid. And so whatever, and I haven't watched them. You guys have watched them more than I've watched them. I've just read about them. And whatever their ills are, Andy Reid will figure out a way to get them fixed this week. And as you said, in that town, when they're on top of you and criticizing you, that's a good time to respond.
And there's one other thing, too. I mean, maybe Michael Vick hears the whispers that somebody by the name of Nick Foles might be, you know, getting close to coming in. Maybe he realizes, hey, I gotta start playing my best football.
All right, let's go back to a year ago, early in the season, same part of the year. This was the explosion of Victor Cruz. Mm-hmm. He had a breakout game. Plaxico Burress had big games in Philly. Amani Toomer. Eli Manning has had some of his most memorable games. The 8-sack game in which he came from behind and won in Philadelphia. Why does he play so well down there? And conversely, not play as well against them at home?
It's a good question. I asked him that the other day, and he didn't really have an answer for it. He just said he knows their defense. He's been studying it for years. They do essentially the same things year after year. And, you know, he's got a good feel against them. Why is it good down there and not so good at home? You know, who knows?
I think we should take it to the next step. Why are the Giants so good on the road and they somehow don't save their best at home? Because clearly they played their best football game on the road, you know, against Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I think they do that often.
When I think of the Eagles and the series with the Eagles, the streaks that the two teams go on in this series. In fact, last year was a rarity. We split the two games. But, you know, we've gone on streaks where we've won 8-9 games in a row.
I think Fossil won 10 out of 11.
They've gone on streaks where they've won 6-7 in a row. It's weird.
You know, I think part of
And they're close games. They're not. Yeah, nobody's blowing anybody out.
In this series, there's been 7 overtime games. And of the 7 overtime games, 4 of them have been decided by touchdowns, not even game-winning field goals.
Listen, it's always I'm going to sound like Tom again. It's always a close game. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter, and you know who I'm taking in the fourth quarter.
I know who you're taking. Who are you taking? We need your prediction. We're out of time.
Well, this is going to be a very close game.
The bandwidth
but
is tight.
It's hard to go against the Giants the way the Eagles are playing right now. So Giants by a field goal.
I got the Giants by a field goal, too. It'll be a wild game. It always is. A lot of points. 33-30.
All right. Make sure you join us each and every Thursday. Tell all your friends to log on to Giants.com. For Pat and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching Giants Online here on Giants.com. Enjoy your football, everybody.